Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tolos, where are you at on this Tolo Tuesday? Oh, you'd think on a Tolo Tuesday you'd be here, you'd be rocking and rolling, and we've got some decent interaction on this Tolo Tuesday from you Tolos out there, but not the numbers we need. And to get those numbers up, Tolos, very simple. Mm-hmm. This is a segment, Diesel, we call Our Daily Wires. J.J. McCarthy, we mentioned him in the very last segment. He led the Vikings to a comeback win on Monday Night Football, defeating the Bears 27-24 in his NFL debut. So a big, big win for the Vikings.
How do you compare the watchability at the end of that game to the Bills-Ravens from Sunday night?
It was good. I don't know if it was quite the same, but it was good. It was really good. 21 points in one, 22 in the other, I think, in the fourth quarter. It's crazy. In Santa Clara, California, bad, bad news if you're a 49ers fan in the upstate today. The San Francisco 49ers know they will be without star tight end George Kittle for a little while as he deals with a hamstring, but they could also be without Brock Purdy this weekend against the New Orleans Saints. Coach Kyle Shanahan said Monday that Kittle will sit out a few weeks because of a right hamstring injury, though that announcement was expected. He also added that Purdy has a left shoulder and a toe injury, with the more serious one being the toe, the coach estimated. And not good news for Brock Purdy, especially going against the one and the only, the mighty, the great Spencer Rattler this weekend.
You could
right?
say they're about to get toe up by the Saints.
You could. The Rattler might be in prime position to strike on Sunday. We shall see. The Philadelphia Eagles are acquiring running back Tank Bigsby from the Jacksonville Jaguars in exchange for the 26th, 5th, and 6th round pick, sources told ESPN Adam Schefter. The deal for Bigsby marks the 5th trade the Eagles have made since mid-August. They also got receiver John Metchie III, quarterback Sam Howell, and Fred Johnson. So the Eagles really stacking up some depth.
Are you telling me they don't have a lot of faith in Saquon Barkley right now or something?
No, I'm not going to tell you that.
I mean, they're probably like 5th and 6th rounders. Don't need them. We're fine.
The Los Angeles Dodgers came oh so close to throwing a no-hitter for the second time in 3 games. Man, how about this? Tyler Glasnow and Blake Treinen did not give up a hit to the Colorado Rockies through 8 innings Monday night, but the ninth, obviously, the one that got them. Florida defensive tackle Brendan Bett apologized Monday for spitting at a USF player during a crucial moment in an 18-16 loss over the weekend. He calls his actions a terrible mistake. He drew a 15-yard penalty, ejected with about 2 minutes to go, and gave the Bulls a first down. And Diesel, we all had on our bingo card 2 weeks in a row talking about a spit taking place in the college and pro ranks.
It's incredible. It really is.
It's incredible.
That's stupid. They keep spitting on each other.
The Atlanta Braves defeated the Chicago Cubs on Monday night by a score of 4-1. Spencer Strider on the mound tonight against the Cubbies. First pitch at 7:15. We'll have this audio for you later in the show because this is quite comical. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian quickly dismissed a question about Arch Manning's health after social media videos of the Longhorns quarterback set off a weekend of speculation. A reporter said Monday that Manning appeared to be having throwing pains. Sark cut him off and said, according to who? Did Arch ask you that? The reporter responded and said, no, it just looked as if he was. So Sark having to put somebody in their place. I'll see if I can
check
get that
audio. Check your sources.
Yeah, check your sources. I don't know where you're getting those sources from, but yeah, even though he looks like he's having a little throwing pain there, no, he's not having throwing pain.
Give me another reason why somebody throws the ball and then immediately goes, ah,
I can't,
and they're not
it out.
In pain.
I don't know what's going on, but something really hurts all of a sudden.
I mean, if I'm Sark, I'm playing the injury up, right? Like, he's been mediocre because his shoulder hurts.
Probably won't play.
Probably
out for the season. Heisman campaign's over. Let's go ahead and scratch that off. I'm with you there. Let's go ahead and play it up, right? I've got that audio. I'll play in just a second.
You don't get any bonus points for acting tough, Sark.
Mississippi State has been fined $500,000 by the SEC for the fans rushing the field. And last one before I get to this audio, 100% write the check. J.J. McCarthy becomes the first player ever to score 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter of his NFL debut. And he also joined Steve Young as the only starting quarterback since 1950 to direct a double-digit fourth-quarter comeback in the NFL. And real quick, Diesel, here's that audio from Sark. This is good stuff. In case you missed it, here's that audio for you.
Seem to be having some throwing pains by the
according
fourth
to
quarter.
Who?
Arch.
Arch said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was...
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why it looked like that?
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing
one
that.
One more time, Diesel.
Arch Manning seems to be having
one
some
more time.
Throwing pains by the
according to
quarter.
Who? Arch said that to you?
No.
Oh, according to who?
It just looked like he was...
He doesn't have any.
Is there an explanation to why he was...
Grimacing?
Like that?
I don't know. I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Is that not a weird... But funny answer there. I don't film you guys using the bathroom.
Why'd you go? Where's your head at, Steve?
Yeah, a little dirty there.
Why
right?
Is that the example you pulled out of your?
Oh,
you know
boy,
what?
That's funny. Steve Sarkisian, ladies and gentlemen.
Weird. When we come back, Cole, it is time to start thinking about the Upset Picks Challenge, which kicks off tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So, to celebrate the 24-hour heads up, I'm going to go through some of my early leans. You could do the same as well. Tolos, tell us what games you're thinking about picking. That's coming up in the next segment on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.